This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the... Well, you know, from Genesis Communications Network. I would just about mess that one up. But that's okay. I'm always coming to you live from Genesis Communications Network. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I'm a big fan of Apple. I don't like their politics. I like their product. I also like the Ocean's 11 movies. 12, 13, whatever else there. You know, whatever they got. I haven't seen the actual original version yet. I want to see the Rat Pack one and see if they're better than George Clooney and Brad Pitt are together. I wonder if Tim Cook and George Clooney realize that some of the millions that they are donating to the Southern Poverty Law Center is going to end up in the Cayman Islands or in some other offshore secrecy haven. The SPLC takes in a lot of money, much more so than they spend, and they are building up assets in places that offer secrecy as a marketing point. We know this because of some admirable and probably very tedious digging through publicly available documents filed with the IRS by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Joe Schaffstall of the Free Beacon deserves a lot of this credit. He writes, they've turned into a fundraising powerhouse, recording more than $50 million in contributions and $328 million in net assets on their 2015 Form 990, the most recently available tax form from the nonprofit. Their Form 990-T, its business income tax return from the same year, shows that they have financial interests in the Cayman Islands, the British Virgin Islands, and Bermuda. No information is available beyond that, however. But the Washington Free Beacon discovered forms from 2014 that shed light on some of their transfers to foreign entities. They filed something called an 8865, a return of U.S. persons with respect to certain foreign partnerships, and that showed that the nonprofit transferred hundreds of thousands to an account located in the Cayman Islands. They list Tiger Global Management, LLC, a New York-based private investment partner. And they oversee a pooled investment fund in the Cayman Islands. They transferred $960,000 in cash on November 24, 2014, to Tiger Global Private Investment Partners. On the Form 926, a return by U.S. transfer or of property to a foreign corporation shows additional cash transactions that the nonprofit had sent offshore. $102,007. $157,574. And they pushed millions more into offshore funds at the beginning of 2015. On March 1st, they sent $2,200,000 in cash to AQR Managed Futures Offshore Fund Limited, where the SPLC marked to an address in Greenwich, Connecticut on its form. But the entity is located in Kanata Bay, Cayman Islands, according to the SEC. Individuals at AQR, a global investment management firm, act as executive directors of the fund and are located in Connecticut. Then another $2,200,000 cash transfer was made on the same day to AQR-style Premia Offshore Fund LTD, whose primary address and principal place of business is located at the same address as the previous fund in the Cayman Islands, according to SEC records. AQR in Connecticut also manages this fund. No information is contained on the interest in Bermuda. The financial stakes in the British Virgin Islands were not acknowledged until his 2015 tax form. Now, just to be totally upfront with you, okay, that's not illegal, but it does furrow a lot of brows. There are legitimate reasons to use something like that sometimes. And offshore banking secrecy has been radically diminished. But why would a charity, that's what they're listed as, a charity, want to locate millions of dollars where tracing their ultimate destination becomes all but impossible? Then we are getting the opposite of transparency. And you can call me whatever you want to call me, quaint, old-fashioned. It seems to me that if you're getting a tax deductibility for allegedly serving the public good, then that transparency is a moral obligation. Now, Tucker Carlson refers to the Southern Poverty Law Center as a fraud. Stella Morabito documents multiple ways in which it is a scam. Let's look at what she has to say about that. I'd just like to know what she thinks of. They use a list of designated hate groups in the same way to manipulate their lives and smear reputations, which we knew all that. But they're a big money smear machine. They have incited violence. They use emotion-laden images to spread innuendo. The FBI used to use the SPLC as a resource, and they have had to stop that. People on their political team see a lot of problems. Even some of the progressives look at the vilification campaigns from the 2012 SPLC-inspired shooting at the Family Research Council. And even Washington Post columnist Dana Milbank wrote that the SPLC's labeling of the Family Research Center as a hate group was a reckless act. All of their public activities are a ruse for fundraising. Morris Dees, who I used to see him on TV all the time, I don't even know how old he is anymore. He was inducted, the founder of the SPLC, he was inducted into the Direct Marketing Hall of Fame in 1998. And that should tell you a lot. His experience as an ultra-successful direct mail marketer precedes his SPLC days. And he probably used those skills while working on George Wallace's 1958 gubernatorial campaign in Alabama and as finance director for George McGovern's 1972 presidential bid, as well as campaigns of Carter and Kennedy. But he got really wealthy while he was at the SPLC, building what they've called his poverty palaces by guilt-tripping and virtue-signaling a load of affluent white donors who identify as progressives. Even civil rights activists say the founder is a con man. And they're always advertising for new revenue raisers. And a lot of their propaganda that they spread seems to encourage hoax hate crime. Now, they do have a blacklist that they try to people on. And if you get on the blacklist, especially if you're on a college campus, oh my gosh, you're going to be in all kinds of trouble. All kinds of trouble. Milo's on it. Gavin McInnes is on it. So if you get on the SPLC list, well, you know, you're gonna be in trouble there, and it's like you're not gonna like it. But back to hiding all this money. Why would you hide your money if you're a charity? Tax-free charity. I got some things I could say about all of these nonprofits. I'm not going to, but I could. Now, when we get back, we're going to talk about taking a fight to them. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. All right, let's get a little tactical, shall we? In Belgium, they're starting to get it. In the UK, no. Not too long ago, they had a single machete-wielding AA. That's how we're going to refer to them from now, from here on out. That would be someone who's yelling, Allahu Akbar, shouting. And he was shot to death by armed soldiers in Brussels. The terrorists attacked a group of soldiers on a Brussels street. The armed and trained soldiers did not hesitate. Terrorist was DRT, which means dead right there. And at least one soldier was slightly injured. The following Saturday, yet another sword-swinging AA, shouting Islamic terrorist, this one in London, right outside of Buckingham Palace, was also confronted by uniformed police. But this is the UK, so even the police guarding the royal residence are unarmed. Terrorist drove his car at the officers and tried to exit with a 4-foot sword. They responded not with gunfire, but instead used CS gas. That is pretty bad, but it is not going to stop somebody like this cat. He was eventually subdued and arrested. 3 officers were injured. Since no one died, except for the one terrorist in Brussels, neither incident garnered much attention with the Western press. Now, isn't it amazing that how a gun in the hands of a trained law enforcement or slash military personnel, or trained law non-law enforcement civilian, for that matter, favorably resolved with awesome finality threats posed by an AA shouting Islamic nut job, which in Europe is now nearly a daily phenomenon. And not a single terrorist who has been shot to death by police, soldiers, or armed citizens has ever, ever, ever committed another crime. Can you name another rehabilitation system with a success record like that? But wait, there's more. Aren't these the same guns that are self-righteously derided and despised, denigrated and loathed by the leftists worldwide who just, you know, gnash their teeth together into a bloody froth? You know, their lips are just gone. They can't kiss anybody anymore. Aren't these the identical guns carried by the protective details who guard these same teeth-gnashing leftists when they become politicians? The scent of hypocrisy permeates the air. And here's the point. Guns work. Simple. Very simple thing. They work in situations where nothing less will do. Not tasers, not batons, not CS, not OC, not martial arts, not sharply pressed uniforms, not some clever sounding movie line. Those who go armed know this. According to John Longenecker, who I'll give you this quote to, there is a feeling of personal dignity and independence in grasping literally the power to back with lethal force your refusal to be a target of violent crime. This is not a sense of power. It is the experience of escaping from a sense of powerlessness. Now, that's John Farnham. I love John Farnham. I love the way he gets to it. But then we get this. We get this editorial from, I believe, in Connecticut somewhere. And I'll try to give this to you verbatim because it's pretty short. We cannot tiptoe around this subject. It's time to ban weapons from protests and rallies. Public safety is at stake. Police cannot adequately monitor potentially incendiary gatherings, with rhetoric running long and temper spiking high when participants are brandishing guns and rifles. And for multiple reasons, the zeitgeist in the country right now is compelling throngs of citizens with varying ideals and beliefs to protest. We firmly support the right set forth in the First Amendment for freedom of speech and for people to peaceably to assemble. That means all people, not just the ones whose views align with ours. After the violence of Charlottesville on August 12th, calls have been made to restrict hate groups, such as the white supremacists, from publicly protesting. That would be wrong. It would serve to send their vile messages underground to fester what would be counter to the ideals of free speech and assembly. The answer to hate speech is more speech. That is how hundreds of thousands of people responded last weekend in rallies from Boston to Portland, spurred by what happened in Virginia over the removal of a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. which, by the way, was incidental. Would banning the carrying of weapons, whatever can't be brought on a plane from protests, equal the collision of two rights? No. The First Amendment rights of free speech and a peaceful assembly coexist with the Second Amendment right to carry arms. We support both rights. But reasonable restrictions must be made for public safety and the protection of peaceable assembly. Municipalities issue permits for rallies and protests and already regulate aspects such as where the groups can gather. Stipulating that weapons are not allowed would be part of the local permit requirements. They could be used for threatening and intimidating, as evidence in photos of the neo-Nazis and self-appointed militias waving guns at Charlottesville demonstrators. Their presence can further heighten emotions that are already inflamed. Though the violence of 2 weeks ago, in which one counter-protester, Heather Heyer, was killed and 19 others injured, is foremost, there are other instances that underlie the need to ban weapons. When President Donald Trump spoke at a rally organized by his re-election committee in Phoenix last Monday, a supporter from Tucson came armed with a .357 caliber gun to defend Trump supporters if things got out of hand. Can you imagine the melee if the supporter had thought things were out of hand and started shooting? Protection belongs in the trained hands of security. Given the atmosphere of the country right now, you know, what this basically says is this guy didn't read what the DHS put out. And I hate to tell you this, but you can't suspend the Bill of Rights if you're going to have something that has to do with the Bill of Rights. I would much prefer the Farnham way than this way of the milquetoast. No, weapons don't and are not going to be restricted. No. 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 And the militia guys, the Lightfoot militia from Pennsylvania, we're not waving weapons around. And let me ask you a question. Does a weapon, you're talking about if they can be banned on, if you can't carry them on an airplane, can you carry a baseball bat with some 9-inch nails driven through it? Can you carry one of those on a plane? I know you can't, but I mean, that's what the Antifa was showing up with. Does that make them unarmed because they don't have a bullet launcher on them? Is that what you're trying to say? You need to read why Colt came out with a handgun to begin with. That's what you need to do. Men were created equal, and Sam Colt made it so. Yeah. He was a great equalizer. We're going to talk about California with a K when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com.
Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. At the end of this past June, California, with a K, was set to start enforcing a law that we, America's gun owners, are routinely assured that nobody anywhere is proposing. Had the state not been prevented from implementing the rule by a sensible federal judge, on an extraordinary precedent would have been set. The law, which was passed by state-level referendum in 2016, requires the confiscation of all firearm magazines that can hold more than 10 rounds, even those magazines purchased before the ban. Or put another way, having promised gun owners in 2000 that they are now illegal to sell property would be safely grandfathered, the Californians with a K elected brazenly to renege on the deal. Under the terms of the statute, law-abiding Americans would have been obliged to destroy, hand over, or transfer out of state their now verboten property. And if they refuse, they'd be guilty of a misdemeanor, and their magazines would be taken by force. And we need to use the word repeatedly. Confiscation. Time and time again, whenever some new law is being proposed, advocates of the Second Amendment are scoffed at or accused of fear-mongering and cast as unreconstructed extremists for raising the specter of seizure. All we want, according to the progressives, is some sort of common sense legislation. No one's going to take away your guns. Why are you so suspicious? And maybe the answer here is because of this. We are suspicious because it is abundantly obvious that for too many gun controllers, this is the ultimate aim. And it is clear that should it come, it will come in stages. Now, as history has taught us well, the enemies of individual liberty never, ever openly suggest the worst-case scenario until all of a sudden they do. By then, it is always invariably too late, for the road has already been traveled. 17 years ago, California was just banning the sale of high-capacity magazines. Today, the state is only confiscating those same magazines. Tomorrow, it'll be something else. Because after all, they will say, we already confiscate magazines, and so bit by bit, the salami is getting sliced. How extreme is their on-hold policy right now? So, consider this, that even at the height of the foolish panic that was prohibition, the restrictions imposed fell only on the production and transfer of alcoholic drinks. By contrast, those who already possessed those beverages that were forbidden by the Volstead Act were left well alone. And this was not unusual. Actually, it's tough to find a good analog in all of American history for what California is trying to do. Without compensation, they aimed to take private property that was legally obtained and that had been previously made assurances would remain so. In other countries, that kind of behavior is routine. In America, it is unheard of. This is the type of zealotry of the anti-gun left that is happy to throw any liberty out the window as long as they can dent the integrity of the Second Amendment. So the next time you hear, promises about limited measures, you do well to remember this day. When the measure was enjoined, U.S. District Judge Roger Benitez made short shrift of the reasoning presented by the state. The law, according to Benitez, illustrates the tyranny of the majority, which had used its power to deny fellow Americans of Second Amendment rights and just compensation, which had added yet another criminal law trap to their already existing matrix of gun control regulations, which have made it even harder for people of common intelligence who desire to obey the law to do so. And it would have effectively guaranteed that any previously law-abiding person in California who still possesses a firearm magazine capable of holding more than 10 rounds will begin their new life of crime. Judge Benitez dismantled the defense's brief line by line. There's no compelling evidence, he ruled, that mass shootings were made worse by the availability of so-called high-capacity magazines. No good case that banning them would have a meaningful effect on the safety of the public. In consequence, the law both has a meaningful effect on the protections applied to the common pistol and rifle magazines, which are used for lawful purposes. They were laid out in Heller and fails to represent a reasonable fit, thereby unduly burdening a core constitutional right. And in what was a very welcome move, he also made sure to set the Second Amendment within its proper context. The phrase gun violence, he wrote, may not be invoked as a talisman incantation to justify any exercise of state power. Implicit in the concept of public safety is the right of law-abiding people to use firearms and the magazines that make them work to protect themselves, their families, and their homes, and their state against all armed enemies, foreign and domestic. To borrow a phrase, it would be indeed ironic if in the name of public safety and reducing gun violence, statutes were permitted to subvert the Second Amendment right, which may repel criminal gun violence, and which ultimately ensures the safety of the Republic. Those are pretty good observations, but I would add this. Measures such as this one breed a deserved contempt for the law, because they're not obsessed with politics. Most people do not follow every change in the rules, which is one reason among many that is best kept to keep regulation to a minimum. In Connecticut, a state that is hardly politically and culturally akin to, say, Texas or Montana, the reaction to a law that required the registration of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines was widespread ignorance or indifference or both. According to police estimates in Connecticut, only 15% of residents who owned the affected weapons complied with the new rules. According to UCLA's Adam Wingler, confiscation registration statutes yield no compliance from gun owners as a general matter, and in California specifically, no gun owners are giving up their high-capacity magazines or selling them out of state. Equally unmoved by the changes are the police, who even in blue states tend to make it clear that they will not be actively enforcing such measures. After Colorado banned the sale and transfer of magazines that could hold more than 15 rounds, the majority of sheriffs publicly announced that they would all but ignore the change. And the lead up to the law's effective date in California, similar, you know, recalcitrance was put out and been on display as a police departments and sheriffs alike told newspapers that they had different priorities. In the grand scheme of things, it seems a chance to enforce arbitrary limits is not why they elect to get into the, you know, get into the profession and get up in the morning. I wonder if why, if you think a law is unlikely to be upheld or that it is unrealistic to consider that it will do anything meaningful, shouldn't that law be opposed? And this doesn't give you a welcome reprieve. The process of selective or desultory enforcement is a very big problem in its own right. Who exactly do we imagine will bear the brunt of the California folly? It won't be the Hollywood celebrities. It won't be the high-flying lawyers. It won't be the full-time retainers. It won't be the politicians. It will be the poor Americans who live in the most dangerous area and are more likely as a result to interact with police. Sooner or later, this is going to go to the Supreme Court. And then everybody's going to be sitting back thinking, wow, it was good that we elected Donald Trump, wasn't it? Because when this gets to the Supreme Court, the only other alternative that there will be, if it is a case to actually take up, they're going to have to take up one of them sooner or later, because right now, the Heller decision, every time they don't take one up, every time they, you know, they didn't take up the Colby case, that just further undermines the Heller decision and the McDonald decision. And that sort of makes me mad just to think about it. Yeah. Just makes me mad. A lot of things make me mad, though. A lot of things. When we get back, I'm going to give you an example of something that happened to me today, which has made me think. And some other stuff. This is Lock and Load.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. All right, I'm going to going to share something with you. The one thing I don't like about the upstate of South Carolina is it is growing so fast and they are doing nothing with the infrastructure at all. Mainly the roads. The roads are not expanding fast enough to keep pace with the burgeoning populations. Today I was going down a main drag in a little part of South Carolina called Simpsonville, South Carolina, down a street called Fairview, which in Simpsonville, South Carolina, that is where everything is being built. So it is pretty gigantic. The best Starbucks as far as volume is on this street, which tells you how much traffic is on it. Everything was sort of gummed up, and I was sort of impatient, so I did the little thing where you zip into the... I had to turn left about 50 meters from my location where I was sitting. So I jumped into the median, and I had to get into the median to turn left anyway, so I just figured I would go through these next four cars and make my turn. No sooner did I do that than another car had just cut through the traffic that was in front of me on my side of the street, and they popped into the median in front of me. And we got stopped. Nobody hit each other. This snowflake went insane. He's sitting there blowing his horn. Now, he's got a lot of people blowing their horn at him because he's blocking everybody. And he wants me to get out of his way. And he was wanting a little bit of violence, I think. He was definitely telegraphing that to me. So I was about to offer to take him up on that, and then I realized that I was armed. And I realized what that means. And it became, you know, I'm 56 years old, and yes, I do try to stay in shape and everything. I try to do all the things that I used to do. I can't. I could look at this guy and tell you straight up that this was not a combatant. He was one of these millennials who thinks that he deserves everything he wants when he wants it as soon as he wants it, and he was going sort of crazy, and he and I had to withdraw. as much as that sticks in my craw, so to speak, I know that was the right thing to do, because no matter what happened at any given time, if I were to persevere hand to hand, well, that's going to be a problem. If I have to go to guns, that's going to be a huge problem. He did have his entire family with him in the car. That, although, I will say this, if you are a fool on the street and you got your kids in the car, think about that, would you? Because they might see something happen to you that you don't want them to see happen to you. Of course, I'm saying all of this, and I fully understand that there was no guarantee that had I done what I wanted to do, that I would have been the victorious one. But I have a pretty good idea. Despite my age, despite everything, all the water has gone under my bridge, and I'm just as convinced still, despite the fact that I really, really wanted to teach this younger person than me a few manners, that the polite society did persevere. I'll still have to work my way through this. I'm still a little hot over that one, but you know, anyway. Coming from Fox News, Tucker Carlson, he was on a roll the other day. He pointed out the hypocrisy of gun controllers who fight to deny weapons, yet they surround themselves with layers of armed guards. He made this point after taking apart gun controller Mark Glaze's arguments line by line. The jumping point for this discussion was the fact that there are rumblings that Seattle wants to double their gun tax. And these rumblings come less than a month after Washington State Supreme Court upheld Seattle's gun tax. The tax had been challenged because Washington has a preemption law that bars cities from passing gun regulations that exceed those at the state level. The court said the tax did not violate preemption because it is a tax rather than a regulation. So now the Seattle Democrats have an opportunity to use the tax to make guns cost prohibitive enough that their sale will essentially be regulated to lower levels, or just outside of the Seattle city limits is what it will be. They can't outlaw them. They can't tax them for existing. They can only tax their sale. That's all they're doing. So what they'll do is effectively drive out of business every Seattle gun manufacturer out there. Enter Mark Glaze, the former executive director of the Bloombergian-funded Everytown for Gun Safety and current gun control apologist, who said legal reasons probably prevented the city council from sailing a goal of the tax was to retard the sale of guns from the start. And now that the tax has failed, Seattle violence is still raging. He suggests that the state take up the case if the goal is to raise more money and to surge gun purchases by raising taxes. Lost on Glaze is the fact that a tax on guns that discourages gun purchases is not a tax that produces revenue. He's using the tax as a punishment, which is not what they're supposed to be. He also misses the fact that the only people being discouraged by the tax are law-abiding, and that means the tax ultimately makes them more vulnerable when attacked by the lawless and well-armed. He also misses the point that it doesn't work outside Seattle city limits. You know, you just drive past that sign that says city limits for Seattle, buy a gun there. Carlson took Glaze's parts, you know, his points apart. And then he caught Glaze off guard by shifting the narrative to the individuals who push and fund gun control while living their lives with the benefits of armed guards. Carlson said, if guns are so bad, I wonder why does Mike Bloomberg have armed bodyguards? And Glaze began to dance, looking for an answer, and finally settled on saying it's okay for Bloomberg to have them because he is in the public eye. Does that mean that Mark Glaze should have them? Can Tucker Carlson? What about John Stossel? Fox News correspondent John Stossel, who tried to get one in New York and was turned down. Carlson responded by calling Bloomberg a hypocrite, and he added, if guns are so bad, then why does he surround himself with them? And again, people who are at real risk, like delivery guys, can't have them. And Glaze retreated to his earlier suggestion that it's okay for Bloomberg to push gun control, yet continue to benefit from guns because he's in the public eye and therefore at higher risk. And Carlson then ended the conversation by saying, the second Bloomberg disarms, I'll be next. The reason that I think we should be walking around armed is the same reason that I didn't do something to this cat today. Because I was getting mad. I was getting angry. I was getting ready to go the same way he was going. And then I stopped because I realized what was on me, what I am, what I can do. I understand fully the power that brings and the responsibility that brings with it. And instead of sitting back and going all gangbanger on him, and, you know, I hope that dude, whoever you are, you little snowflake, I hope that your ways change before you get hurt. Either that or you better take up the some MMA or something. Because getting that kind of angry without having any sort of means to back that up, dude, that's not good for you. That's not good for your health. And why go so fast? I mean, I would have gotten out of your way. But you were too busy being, I can't say it on the air. And for that reason, I sat there for a minute as I began to devolve, and then I held myself up. Thankfully. I'm not happy that happened. I'm not happy that I was thinking that way, but at the same time, I am happy with the outcome, even though I am sitting here thinking, I really would have liked to have taught you a few things, though, son. I really would have. But that's okay. That's not for me to do. You're a grown man. You have procreated. I am sorry for your children. I really am. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. But designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.